Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and guess who's here with me? He's gorgeous, he's handsome, he's hot, he's thin, he's intelligent, but like, who needs that? Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Oh my God. Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just excited to talk some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with you here on Crappens on Demand, where I'm noticing that I should have shaved today, and I'm all kind of just like not shaven and messy looking. But that's okay. That's part of just, you know, life these days. You know, life in quarantine. Except I can't keep saying life in quarantine anymore because I'm not really quarantined.
It's not quarantined. Yeah, we have to give that up. Now our sloppy looks are just due to us. Okay,
just us. Yeah, yeah.
This was me before the quarantine. This was me during the quarantine, and this is me after the quarantine, even in the same shirt. Okay, it's a little tighter. It's like wearing Spanx. This Hey Bet shirt has turned into Man Spanx, but it's the same shirt. Okay, still in it.
Well, look, we're both wearing Crappens wear, because I'm wearing my Trixie Monocle t-shirt.
Oh, well, I just have to say it's just from depression because of what Tom did to me. Oh, it's been so harmful dealing with Tom all these years. It's so difficult, man.
All these years. So this is the big episode. This is going to be the big episode where Erica gives us a peek inside what it was like being married to Tom.
What a load of horseshit. All right, let's just get that off the table right now. If you're going to be triggered by me calling Erica a damn liar, go away. This is not the podcast for you, because this is a load of horseshit. Okay?
Horseshit.
Thank you. Done for the day. Done with this recap. Bye.
Yeah. I don't know where I stand on it, to be honest. I think I'm going to... Really? Well, I don't. I think that, on the one hand, it felt like horseshit to me. On the other hand, I also felt like... I don't know. I think my views are going to be crystallized as we talk through the recap. Because honestly, I also didn't put really that much thought into it. I was like, okay, I was just basically taking notes. I was just a vessel for notes. And then I think I'm going to form opinions as we talk. That's how
I
feel about it.
Sounds good. But, yeah, I'll get just more detailed into why it's horse shit as we go, I guess.
Yeah, you can convince me.
I'll crystallize my opinions. How about that?
I'm open to being convinced. Also, just want to give a shout out that Ronnie and I did our part one of our Mayor of Easttown bonus episode. We talked for so long that we actually cut it into two bonus episodes. So part two will be next week. We had a super, super fun time talking about all the characters and everything in that. So we kind of broke down everything that we could remember. I'm sure we left things out. But go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. If you sign up for Crappens On Demand, you can see our beautiful unquarantined faces as well as get that bonus episode. Or you could just do the bonus episode. But we think you should get Crappens On Demand because then you get all of it, including Discord, okay? Which is really fun. And people are all chatting on there, which is super, super cool. So that's that. So go to Patreon to get the full Crappens experience.
Okay, let's get started here, shall we?
Yeah.
Man? Okay.
Yeah.
So Erica has just come in to this party at Sutton's house, this weird Paris party, where, I don't know, do your friends in Paris try and sell you their shit, too, when you go into their house? It's basically like a Tupperware party, but Tupperware that you wear, because it's all shit from her store. But whatever.
Right.
You know? It's like Ben trying to sell me. What would you sell me, I guess, if I went to a party at your house? Wool.
You'd be trying to sell me some wool, like from...
From Catan, because that's what Ben would be playing. He'll be like, hey, you want to buy some wool shares?
I'd just have like little QR codes for Patreon. I'd be like, here. So Erica enters. She does that thing where she puts her hand up on the door. She's like, ah, man. And then Rena's like, Rena does a lot of clapping.
Rena is now just doing the full bouncing in her chair every time anything happens at all. It's like, dumplings! Dumplings!
She's totally unhinged. Unhinged in a very strange, positive way. She's like... She basically is just on the Game Show Network. I think someone told her that Bravo is on the Game Show Network, so she thinks she always was just like, just won a prize.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
A new car!
Actually, she even says that. I think at one point, I think one episode is like, oh, we went shopping for a new car.
A car! Did you see it was Amazon Prime Day? I bought a thing for my dishwasher that says, dirty or clean. I bought one. I got one.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. But just the way Erica entered, you know, she enters and like she's wearing a Kim, you know, kind of Kim outfit, like that silkish pussy bow thing that Kim Richards used to wear in her testimonials, her diary room sessions. There's a huge crucifix over the little air, you know, the air conditioner thing. So it's like the biggest, you know, martyr of all time, right over the Ice Queen, wearing Kim Richards. It's very, a lot of signs in that picture that I'd love to read.
The mise-en-scène is really going nuts.
Yeah.
So, so she comes in and Erica's like, well, Sutton, I'm sorry I didn't bring a hostess gift, but it's been a little rough this week. I basically can't afford a paperclip right now, but I did steal a bunch of stuff. I'll get into that later.
Yeah, so Kyle's like, well, first of all, we have to get Kyle's hello in there too, because the hello sections are like the biggest plot points of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They always are. They take up the most time in this entire show. But Kyle's is just, hello! Hello!
With her hat, that crazy hat that she's wearing. She's always something a little off with her look. So
Kyle's telling us, does she want to be alone? Sure, you know, but is she going to share? I mean, it's Erica. You just never really know. And this is Kyle's big...
This is
Kyle's big thing that she's setting up. So we know that she's going to at least come a little bit for Erica. Because I don't believe anyone's really going to come for Erica. They're all terrified of her. I think they're terrified more that Erica has the most gays on her side than any of the other housewives. And they're afraid of gay Twitter, pretty much.
Well, they're... I think the housewives, they're all like, as every season, they're always hilariously not in sync with what the audience is into. Because right now, from what I can see on the internet, the audience is just like, down with Erica, you know, because she's, you know, she's attached to this. At the very least, she's attached to the Tom scandal. Who knows how involved she really is. But the audience seems to be like, you know, fuck her right now. So it's funny because it seems like the women are all tiptoeing because they don't want to be like on the bad side. So they're all being nice. But Kyle, as you said, is clearly setting up something later on where she'll be like, well, I just feel like, you know, she doesn't share. And like, I would always share something. And I just feel like she doesn't share with me. And like, I don't know. Or maybe it'll be like a jealousy thing.
Be honest.
With Dorit.
Just be honest. Yeah, be honest. That's all we want is for you to be honest.
She's setting that shit up right now.
Yeah. So Erica's like, well, cheers, ladies. It's so nice to see you all. Because now Erica has like changed her character to where she's so unburdened. But because she's left Tom, that she's this happy, carefree person now, and she's just laying it on so thick.
Yes.
And I find it like to be like hilarious.
Makeup team, laying it on thick.
Yeah, like that pancake girl.
Yeah. So they're like, they're all being nice, and Crystal's like, I'm so into this dress, it's good. And so Erica's like, so, what's going on, ladies? And Sutton's like, oh, well, we're in France today, so if you want to go on strike, please have at it. And Garcelle's like, I mean, you're the one getting a divorce, and you're telling your friends, and you don't tell your friends. And then you walk in, you say, what's going on? That's a good question.
Well, ladies, I think we should go outside now. There are things outside. There are catering tables outside waiting for us. Outside! We're going outside! Outside! It's so beautiful! It's so beautiful! We're outside!
Yeah, they all sit down at this table, and they're like, they're all just talking about how beautiful it is. And Kyle goes, you just hear Kyle go, oh my God, this looks delicious. And you see a close-up of what's in front of her. It's a pile of wet lettuce. She's like, this looks delicious. Oh my God. I love the way they eat on this show. Like, wait a second, lettuce, but it's also minimally dressed? Oh my God, how indulgent are we today?
I know. Yeah, this, we're used to seeing like small meals on this show, you know, but this, I mean, usually we at least get a piece of salmon or something on that show.
Yeah.
But this is just romaine or like butter lettuce, just plain butter lettuce.
A pile of wet, shimmering lettuce. And Renee goes, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, how long have these ladies been locked up after they haven't even seen lettuce? What's going on here?
So Kyle's talking about how feels, you know, how great she feels after the vacation, and she just feels so much lighter. And, you know, Mercury is in retrograde, and maybe that's what was going on with me and Dorit on the plane. You know, just, yeah, things go wrong. Because what are you, a robot? That's what Mercury in retrograde affects. And also what happened on the plane was that you were being an interrupty asshole. Okay.
You know, I'm not a robot, but I did audition to be on Small Wonder as an older sister that they actually wrote off the show because they were so horrified by my performance. So I guess I have had an impact on the entertainment industry. Thank you so much.
Mercury in Richard's grade. She's terrible.
Like, Mercury in Richard's grade. Yeah.
So Kyle's like, you know, maybe that's what's happening. Garcelle's like, are we going to fix this, though? Are we going to fix this today? Please don't. Please. Please, let's not. Let's not even try with that. And Kathy's just kind of there, you know. She's like, where am I? People said I'm off here. Where am I supposed to be? Did you watch Kathy on Watch What Happens Live?
No, I didn't. But I saw that Nikki Hilton was a bartender, which is so Nikki Hilton that she gets relegated to bartender and not actual guest.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Kathy Hilton's pretty funny. She was trying to take the shot skis but doesn't know how it works. Because I don't have TV, Andy. I don't watch TV. What? Have I seen Beverly Hills? Not much. You want me to be honest? Not much, Andy. So she couldn't take the shot ski. You know, it comes out on a ski. Okay? Because it's a shot on a ski. Which, granted, took me a long time to figure out. I didn't get that at first. So she sees it and she keeps trying to pull up the shot glass off the ski, but it's glued to the ski, so she can't get it up. So they're tilting it back anyway, and it just pours all over the ground. And she's like, no, but I know how to do it, Annie. Give it back to me, Annie. Give it back. And then she just sips nothing to prove that she can do it.
I want Kathy and the Queen of Versailles to have a conversation together and let it be taped. I just want to see how that works out. Just like, how do you do this? I don't know. Do you know how to do it? I don't know. Just them, like, it's like their version of Tool Time. So, by the way, did you also get the sense that when Kyle says, well, I'm feeling light as a breeze today because our conversation, did you feel like she was trying to bait Erica to say, and I'm feeling light as a breeze too because I just got divorced? I feel like Kyle was, like, really trying to make that happen, but it didn't really happen, at least not yet.
Everyone's afraid of Erica, so they're not just going to be like, girl, what happened? We just saw you all over the blogs, you know? So they're waiting for her to do it, but Erica's still in her, oh God, I'm fun loving now that I'm with my girls who I just love so much.
Yeah. As opposed to, Denise. Denise is like, oh, hey girls, nice to see you. Were you asleep with Brandy Glanville? Like they
did
just
you
go right
sexually
in on
assault Brandy Glanville. Tell us the truth.
So, Kyle's telling us, or she tells everyone, she's like, you know, Dorit, with, you know, I just feel like with you and me, like, it's almost like a sister thing, you know, like, we'll be having the best time. And then, like, you know how your sister can just, like, snap at you sometimes? And Kathy's like, do I snap at you? No, but you have. Have I? She goes, well, of course. I mean, our whole lives, Kathy? Yes. She starts getting, like, Kyle rage, and I was so excited. And then it, like, went away. And I was like, oh, because I love Kyle rage.
So Garcelle's like, well, should we just give Dorit a timer? Okay, because, you know, she's like, I do love you, but you are long-winded. Also, still hate Paris Hilton. Does that need to be noticed somewhere? Garcelle just, like, trying to piss everybody off this season.
She really is. She hates them all. It's so evident that she hates them all, and she's just really there for a paycheck and just to, like, needle them. Because I think she's so disgusted by the way they treated Denise.
Yeah. So they start talking about Kathy's shorthand because she talks in code. And then we see her talking. And it does kind of remind me of me because I forget what I'm talking about half the time. And she'll just be like, okay, well, you know what I was saying about that? And then the powers that be. And I told them, and we're seeing this clip of her saying all this to Rinna at dinner. And Rinna's just going, uh-huh, mm-hmm, Kathy, mm-hmm, you're richer than me, so I'll just nod and say yes. Powers of B. Yes, Kathy. Yes. Yes.
And Rinna is so obsessed with affirming anything that is in front of her or said to her that it's just like not making any sense anymore because when Kyle's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, Kathy speaks in shorthand. Rinna goes, I love a good shorthand. I was like, Rinna, what are you talking about? What are you saying? And then Kyle's impersonating Kathy. Kyle is low-key a very good impersonator. I really hate how I've been just so up on Kyle this season. It really feels weird. But she low-key does pull out some good impersonations on this show. And so she does the impersonation. As you said, everyone's like, ha! Oh, my God. I think we get this impersonation of shorthand over lettuce. Are you kidding me?
It's kind of like a bird dying on a table, just her head back and her arms like flapping on her chair.
It's just like an audience member at Oprah. Like, is there a cocky under my chair?
So let's see here. Yeah, we see a clip of Kathy talking shorthand. And she's like, well, it's better to allude to the situation because you never know listening.
You never know. You never know. So then caviar is being served. And so Rinna is the one who knows, for as much as she's like, how are you? How are you? When it's time for her to get information from people, she knows exactly how to go in there. So she just goes for the dog. She goes, Erica, because I know there's nothing else going on in your life. How is Tiago?
How is he? Is he still a dog? Does he still like getting his belly rubbed?
Does he do short paw?
How about catch? Does he like catch? Oh, Erica! Look at Erica opening up.
Does he know how to play catch? If he's not in an estate, how are you?
Does he poop outside? Does he poop outside? Tiago! Great conversation. You're a real Barbara Walters there, Rinna. Okay?
Well, but then Erica goes, oh, he's really sweet. And she goes, Adjusting. She's the first one that kind of broaches the idea that there's been something significant that happened in Erica's life. And then so that kind of like
Rinna's like, Erica needs to be given the space to just sit and feel comfortable talking to us. Since when is that the fucking rule? Okay. Yeah. Where's the Denise rule of you bring it up and yell and then bring people on to accuse her of shit? This is not cool. I need if those rules are going to be set up, then I need them to be followed. Okay.
Yeah. What happened to those rules when Lisa Vanderpump's brother committed suicide and then you guys all piled on to her because you thought that she leaked something to Radar Online? And even if she did, who cares? Like, where are those rules then about space and, like, you know, understanding for the traumas that people are going through?
Oh, what? Yes! The meat is coming out. The meat. I love to eat. Have I mentioned it? I'm just like you, America. Just like you, America.
So Garcelle is like, so are we going to say anything about what we did yesterday? I'll start with you, Erica. And Sutton's like, well, I bought a car yesterday. It's like, Sutton, that was a setup for Erica to say that she's getting divorced. What are you doing talking about your car?
And Erica goes, well, that's good. You got a car and I need a ride so you can take me. And Rinna's like, you got a new car too? Are you going to name it Tiago? It's your dog.
Tiago. Get it? Because it has go in it. Tiago. Again, another one that says, Tiago, stop.
So Erica's like, I did get a new car. A Range Rover. Okay, so now I'm supposed to fucking cry that Erica downsized to a Range Rover. I can't with the show, okay? You know that my anger was... My head was about to pop off during this show. Because I knew they were going to be doing this Erica's a victim shit. Of course they are. But this... I had to get a Range Rover, girls.
When there are people who are, like, massive burn victims and or whose family died in plane crashes and they're waiting for, like, money to pay for future operations and everything else, and she's talking about how she got a Range Rover, and by the way, they didn't have a prenup. That's mutual money there. So I'm just like, I don't know, not a great look for me to say that on camera. What are you thinking saying that, announcing that on camera?
But Rinna, of course, who can't read a room, goes,
ah!
Like she does this big long squeal, but everybody else is just silent. So Erica's like,
"Yeah,
all right, okay, let's discuss the elephant in the room. My life drastically changed this week. I let go of my Lamborghini. I let go of my 16,000 square foot home. I let go of my dish towel that I loved so much. I never did dishes, but I love the towels. I let go of a ceiling fan in my living room that I love so much.
I said goodbye to that Lamborghini, and I got into a tiny little brand new Range Rover. I said goodbye to that Pasadena mansion and hello to a beautiful house in one of LA's esteemed neighborhoods, Hancock Park. I said goodbye. Goodbye to luxury and hello to slightly less luxury. That's what I said. Oh, the sacrifices, girls.
Oh, also, I let go of my marriage.
It's like she's making this big, long list. She makes this
She put Lamborghini before marriage. Lamborghini and square foot home, square footage before marriage.
Yes.
I literally made the decision because I had to, girls. I had to.
And they're like, what? Everyone's kind of looking at it because Erica's been spending this whole season laying down her. Tom is so amazing. Tom is the best husband ever. I have gotten to spend so much time with Tom during this Tom time of Tom Demics and Tom. So what the fuck is she talking about? So then she tells us that she left because
he pushed me further and further out. The conversations I used to have were now reduced down to a sentence or two.
You never had conversations longer than a damn sentence or two.
They went from, it used to be go to your room, Erica, then it just became room. I knew what to do.
Oh, I get it. He was telling you to go to your room. That's how I talk, right, Kyle?
I love shorthand. I love shorthand.
Me too. That's all I do. Oh, God, this is a great conversation.
So I just kept walking around that house,
and we get shots of the mansion, but looking very sad. It's like the yellow tint shots of the mansion looking very, very sad.
And I just walked around it, and it was just the shittest situation all around. I knew the marriage was heading down a really shitty path. I had to make a choice to do what was right for me. I could not live that way anymore.
After 20 years of me saying how wonderful our marriage was, I couldn't live anymore with the knowledge that I could be involved in a federal investigation. I had to leave.
Yeah. So, big shocker. So, Tom's a grumpy old man, guys. I'm shocked. Okay. The first time we ever saw them having dinner at her house and Tom being like, go to your room, Erica. And it was interesting how they showed the clip because they didn't completely victimize it because they showed him talking to Lisa Vanderpump and she interjected something because it was, wait, now I'm talking now. I'm the one who's talking now. She's like, oh, all right, darling. Sorry. And so he said something else and Erica's like, I don't give a shit. And he's like, Erica, be quiet. It's like no one thought Tom was Prince Charming it up over there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So she says that she's like,
none of you knew what was going on purpose because it would put you in a bad position if I were to give you information that you'd been told. I didn't want to do that. That's the truth. It doesn't serve me to talk about what's happening legally. It really doesn't. Or what will happen, because I'm married to someone who's been very good in that area. So, in summary, I've never told you anything about my life for the past 5 or 6 years, because Tom is under investigation for the past year. So that makes sense, right, everyone? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And she tells us she struggled a really long time deciding to leave, but once she decided, she spent 30 days closing out her bank accounts and all of the parts of her life that were related to Tom. Now, of course, she doesn't tell Tom. Like, she literally makes away like a thief in the night. Like, she does everything in secret, schedules a moving bus, and then jets the fuck out of there.
Well, I actually am okay with that because I feel like actually in certain marriages, like, that's actually what you have to do. I mean, hello, Katie Holmes. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? High five to news from 10 years ago. But the thing is that I think the reason why I haven't had a strong opinion on this is because I actually think there's like a little bit of truth on both sides. I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying about like this. So much of this just feels like convenient bullshit. But I also do believe she was in a shitty marriage and she didn't really know
how. I do too.
Like, she didn't know how to get out of it. And this sounds ultra dramatic, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. But as someone who was in the closet, I do know what it's like to sort of put up a facade because the truth is actually very difficult to face. And I'm not saying, I'm not comparing Erica's marriage to being in the closet, nor to being a gay man, because I think it's, I think being a gay man's a lot more fabulous. But I'm just saying, on like an emotional level, I do understand what it's like that you're in a relationship and, or you're in a situation, you realize it's not working, and you're just always trying to kind of like convince yourself. Like in my case, I would say things because on a weird level, I was sort of thinking that it would make me straight, which is weird. And so I can imagine that. But the timing is very peculiar. And I think as much as that, what I just said, is part of Erica's experience, I do also think that there's some stuff here that's that also, in addition to that, it feels fishy to me.
Well, I believe that she was in a shitty marriage. She married some old man from a restaurant, like for his money, you know, like he was some loaded dude that she handed her number off to. And Tom's an ass. Like we've seen Tom being in that. We've always said Tom treats Erica like shit on this show. It's never seemed like Tom is some nice guy to Erica. It's that it was always fine until, you know, obviously the shit hits the fan and the money's not there or whatever. But I believe that she was in a shitty marriage to Tom. I believe it, you make your, it's like he's a rich dude, he's going to treat me. Like she would never, she would probably never react like this to a poor guy in a marriage. You know what I mean? Like Zizzo or whatever. She got the hell out of there. But now that's not to say that the husband deserves to treat the wife like shit because he's some rich guy. It's just like, it's not a shock that Tom's a fucking jerk. Tom's obviously
literally scamming people.
Yes, but also, and he's the biggest villain in this. And we've seen him be nothing but a we've seen him when he's nice, you know, because then on the other side of that, it's like, okay, he's stealing all this money. Well, where's it going? Well, he's spending millions of dollars making music videos for you and sending you all over the country with a whole team of people and getting your songs produced by really expensive, you know, producers. Yeah, and all that stuff. So it's like, yeah, Tom's a jerk, but also we've seen him go so far out of his way to do everything that would make her happy. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, but come on now, don't.
I think where it gets a little frustrating, where it's like she was clearly in a situation, she was trying to sort of fake it till she made it. But I guess maybe where it gets frustrating for us is that so much of her persona and so much of what she says, literally up to like a few days before she filed for divorce, is like, I like people how they are. Like her whole thing is she's a straight shooter. I'm always going to be really honest with you. I'm going to be like, what you see is what you get. And actually, if everything she's saying is true, which is totally valid, that she may have, that she was like, I was trying to figure out how to get out of this. I didn't like it. It's sort of as frustrating when someone is telling you that they are like, as transparent as can be, and their whole persona is like, this is how it is, ladies. And it's actually like, no, you were actually completely dishonest, not necessarily in a malicious way, because you were probably being dishonest with yourself, but it's kind of annoying that you have, like, I think on the receiving end of that you're saying one thing and behaving like another for perhaps very justifiable reasons, but you're still doing that. And so for us, it's like, wait, that's bullshit. This is sort of bullshit.
Yeah, she seems like, it seems like just total bullshit to me. So she's like, well, she's showing her.
I love a Ronnie conclusion.
Well, it's like, I don't need another monologue. Like, I don't need another monologue about it. Yeah, I just don't agree. I think Erica's completely and totally full of shit. Like, I'm not buying one fucking second of this. So Erica's talking about how, you know, so she just finished talking about how she spent 30 days getting ready to leave. Okay, so then we see 1 month earlier, she was going to find her house. She found her house in West Hollywood or Hancock Park or wherever. Yep. And she's stressing she's walking around stressing, going, oh my God, this room gives me stress. We don't have space. Which this is still like, what, a 4-bedroom home in?
Yes, it was actually had one fewer bedrooms than her current home, although it didn't have as many bathrooms. Later on, it said she went from a 4-bedroom 9-bathroom home to a 3-bedroom 2-bathroom home. I was like, so then she goes, well, I cried every day. I cried. This is the end of a massive part of my life and basically stepping into the void. Oh, I cried and I cried. But I actually finished my crying yesterday, so you won't see me shed a tear for the rest of the episode. Sorry.
And we see Sutton going over to look at the new house, and Sutton's like, oh, well, this is, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, Sutton's just like throwing quarters at her forehead. Like,
just trying to find anything to roll on her face.
Now, do you have a Sharpie? Great. We can make a will work for beer sign. Those seem to work. You know, people love honesty, Erica.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, my marriage was never constitutional. My marriage was never conventional or constitutional. How about that? We the people. But he's, you know, he's successful, 30 years older than me, and I'm just a cocktail waitress that made good with a son. And, you know, I couldn't ever say, hey, you taught me felt my feelings. It was always dismissed.
Which I believe that's true, but it also sounds terrible. Why are you in that for 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to say like, oh my God, what are you talking about? Tom was a prince. He was just such a sweetheart. What a well-mannered man. How can you complain about him? So she's doing that. And Kyle's like, wow. Kyle says, I have to say you were like clockwork. Oh, because she's saying that she filed at the perfect time, right? Because Erica tells us that she filed on an election day, which, you know, she thought was a really good idea because it's like one of the biggest elections in history and everyone's so into it. Nobody's even going to notice her news coming out.
But of course they did. That didn't work. That didn't work at all, ladies.
And then, it definitely did not work. And then she tells them, she's like, you know what? I keep really good secrets if you haven't noticed. I'm basically a vault. I'm sure that won't come back to haunt me in any sort of legal way, me saying that on camera, that I keep secrets and that I possibly have many secrets inside me. Of course, won't hurt me at all.
I know. See, so much of what she's doing, it's like, what are you putting out there? You know, she knows what's going on. The ladies might know the extent of everything going on, but Erica does. So every little thing she says, I'm like, oh, okay, so is that a threat? I'm reading so far into everything. It's like,
I keep good secrets. I'm like a vault.
I'm like, uh-oh, Tom. You know, is this a threat?
A complete deal. Yeah.
Yes. And then so, she's talking about how she's telling Sutton how she's been selling her clothes and stuff, which is supposed to make her sound like, oh my God, this is so sad. Erica's selling her clothes. But a lawyer actually got an injunction put on that because that's considered a property that they owe these victims, you know? Mm. So she had to stop selling all of her shit because that's what she was trying to do.
Yeah. So then Kathy goes, well, Erica, you're a good sport. I mean, you were wonderful that weekend in Tahoe. And then we get a flashback. And this is something I didn't notice, but it cracked me up. It was Erica saying that thing again about like, you know, the great thing about Tom is he just lets me be who I am. I'm just who I am. And Kyle goes, you guys are a vision. Kyle, shut up. What are you talking about? You guys are a vision. Why? Kyle, since when does Kyle talk that way? You guys are a vision.
And Kathy says, yeah, you were very great that weekend. I mean, you smiled and you carried on like a lady, which has always bugged me, that whole,
so
like,
Paris Hilton's mom.
Be like Jackie O and don't ever show your feelings, even when you're at your husband's funeral. It's like, shut up. Cry and sob, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I think it's the first time that anyone's ever told Erica, wow, I really respect you. You're such a lady. Never heard
woman
that.
Whose song is, how many fucks do I give? How many fucks do I give? None, nothing, whatever.
Such a
My
lady.
Pussy's like a python, pooping like a poopoo.
So Erica's like,
thank you. Thank you, ladies. Once I get a handle on what's coming for me, and it will be coming for me.
And we get a bravo.
Yeah.
Brave. You're so brave. You're so brave, Erica. You are brave. You are so brave. You are a redhead. Like, oh, you are so a redhead brave. In a Pixar film. You are so brave, Erica.
So brave, Erica. Of course, they were talking about the fact that she decided to have the entire plate of lettuce and not leave any left over. That was so brave of you, Erica, eating the whole lettuce. Wow.
I just didn't see it ended this way. I was going to hold that man's hand until he died from the entire bottle of pills that I squished up into his pancakes, ladies.
Garcelle's like, well, you probably only have a few more weeks. I say have at it. So Rinna's, she's like, I wonder how vicious it's going to get. I mean, Tom's a lawyer. I wonder how vicious. Do you think he's going to get good representation? He has no money left. I would not be afraid of Tom whatsoever. He literally has no money. He hasn't paid anyone in months. I guarantee that whoever he hires is going to, it's going to be basically like
Scott Baio from Arrested Development. You know, like, there's just no way. I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to be a vicious attack.
And Erica says, "You're all invited to my little baby doll house." And Dorit's like, "Can't wait! Can't wait! Hugo!
Maybe I could bring Bubbleish over. Bubbleish and Jagger. Bubbleish, what is it? Bubbleish!
So Erica tells them, she's like, "Oh, I found it online. It's a rental. I stole all the furniture. Oh, yeah, I took things."
Which is another. I mean, Ronald Richards must have a very thick notebook after this episode, because that's the lawyer who's keeping track of all this shit right now.
Don't say the word stole, Erica, even if you mean it in jest. Don't say that. Also, I love how she talks about finding a rental like that's this revolutionary new way. She's like, "I found a rental. And I found the apartment online. Can you believe it, ladies? They have real estate on the internet now." No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so Kathy's like, "Well, you know, when someone's on the cover of a magazine, it's never a good thing, you know? I mean, true, not true. You're never going to see something, you know, happy. You're going to be happy. That's not something you're going to, you know, some people you don't really." It's like, okay, you know, Brenna goes, "This is shorthand, by the way."
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kyle's like, you know, on the phone with her agent to get on the cover of Cat Fancy magazine or something. It's like, "What was that about magazine covers? Huh?
All right, let's go have some dessert. Let's go outside to have some dessert." So they go out. And Kyle and Rinna are still, like, amazed that they're wearing the same dress, like, doing high kicks all over the house, like, preening. And so they look at the dessert, and Rinna's like, "Whoa! Our names! Our names are on it! Look at that!
Look at that opera cake! It's opera cake! It's opera cake! Oh, my God, I can't wait to taste it sometime in the future, but not now. Not eating it right now. Sorry. No. Yeah.
I just had a cake. It was green and wilted."
It was a lettuce layer cake.
It had butter in it. Butter lettuce.
It's very European. It was Roman. Romaine? Oh, okay.
So then Kyle is like, "Dorit, can we talk for a second?" And so she pulls Dorit, and Rinna's like, "Guys, work that out. Work that out, guys." She does this like crazy wave thing. "Go work that out, guys. Go work that out. There'll be lettuce when you get back. Work it out, guys. Work it out."
So they do. And Kyle's like, "Dorit, listen." Well, Kyle says, "You know, it's just like Garcelle said right now." She goes, "What did she say?" "That you can be long-winded, Dorit. Okay? And I find it, you know, I find that endearing about you. It's fine, you know. I just don't snap at me." Yeah, Kyle, you're wrong, okay? She's allowed to snap at you, period.
That's and by the way, I feel like that was...
With a stupid I feel fight. Like that's,
I feel like that snap, by the way, is a little undervalued because it was hilarious. Dorit being, "Kyle, you wait till someone finishes a sentence and then you talk, Kyle!" It was like so patronizing and hilariously came from such a place of hilarious frustration. I really enjoyed it in retrospect.
And Dorit's like, "What's going on with Erica? It doesn't feel like our stuff is such a big deal. She's poor. She's poor. She found a house on the internet."
That's the whole thing. It's like, listen, you know, what we're dealing with is so petty. You know, they basically both agree. Like, Kyle was like, "Listen, like, you know, you're long-winded. I interrupt, whatever." They both agree to be hyper-aware. And they're like sisters, guys. So they basically, like, bury the hatchet and everything. And they both agree. What Erica's going through is so important. We shouldn't. What's the point of focusing on these tiny, trivial, petty things? Did you hear that Sutton brought a code into to Crystal? Can we talk about that? That Sutton brought a code into Crystal.
Yeah, there's a lot of petty little storylines they're trying to shoehorn in here for sure. So Erica is telling the other ladies that, you know, it wasn't her house anyway.
"I was the third wife to live there, so what do I care? Not my house." So then back to
trying
Kyle
to spread, maybe trying to spread the blame onto other wives too. Like, sue them too. They owe money too.
So back to Kyle and Dorit. Kyle's like, "Okay, forget about that. We're friends again. What about Sutton and Crystal?" And Dorit's like, "Well, Crystal was telling me about why she didn't come to dinner. Did she mean harm or didn't she? I don't know, Kyle. I don't know. She meant to be very hurtful. She came into a room with a coat, Kyle."
That's not fair, okay? She had no ill intention. There was no harm, okay? Look at me not interrupting you. Isn't that great? No intention of interrupting.
And Dorit's like, yeah, but then you leave the room. Like, if someone's naked, you leave. And Carl says, but she did leave the room. It was in and out. I mean, what is going on here? And Dorit's like, well, that's not what Crystal said. So then we see 3 days earlier, and Crystal's telling Dorit, yeah, she's like, what are you doing in here? Like, while I'm crouched down naked, while she's laughing, like, she shamed me. It was so creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going a little far now, okay? And then she pulled out a gun. She held it to my head, and she put me in a trunk. I didn't know where we were, but I heard the sound of a train track, so maybe it's by train tracks? I don't know.
So Kyle thinks that's a dangerous implication to say that someone violated you, you know.
You had no problem doing that last year, having Brandy on to say, oh, Denise got me so wasted I didn't even know what she was doing, and so I just went along with it anyway, but it really hurt my feelings.
But we all know that Brandy always tells the truth. Say what you will about her, she doesn't lie. So then we get, Kyle's like, well, when she told me, it was a lot more chill. And we see a flashback of Crystal telling Kyle, being like, oh, yeah, someone came into my room and I was like naked. And I was like, oh, this is weird. But whatever. Anyway, what's new with you? So it was actually a much more like low-key version. So then Kyle says, this cracked me up. Kyle goes, you know what? It was just an awkward moment. And I would hate for something to be made of something that's absolutely nothing to be made of. I would hate that.
Did Denise assault her? Did Denise Richards come in and assault her? Because that would be huge, okay?
Kyle Richards,
let's bring Brandy on and see what she says.
This is Kyle's forte. Like, it's literally been us. The past 10 years of our lives have been us watching Kyle make huge shit out of, like, someone knocking over a pepper grinder. Did you knock over that pepper grinder? Because honestly, I just thought it was weird that you would do that and then not tell me. That's all.
Yeah. So Garcelle has a dating coach scene at home. Oh my God, it's Garcelle! It's very like Lisa Rinna as a dating coach.
Yeah.
She's very excited to be there and way too overly positive about everything. And she's like, you know what? I'm not going to teach you how to... I'm not going to be a coach. What does she say? She says something like, I'm not going to teach you how to be a... I'm not a matchmaker. I'm a dating coach.
Yeah. She says, matchmakers bring you fish, but I'm going to teach you how to fish. And then they cut to Kyle and Dorit in the fishbowl being like, you better not eat me, bitch. We're staying in this bowl, okay? No one's fishing us out of here. And it's basically just like a scene of Garcelle talking about what she wants in a man, which is pretty much all kind, loyal, loving, monogamous, sexy, sweet. So it's like,
you're gonna have to narrow it down.
Good luck in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love sign, something like, I need something specific, you know, like everybody wants someone kind, loving, loyal, that shit's all off the table. Okay, talking about human beings in California, in Los Angeles, California.
How about we start, instead of those vague and generic terms, why don't we say, like, let's talk about the TV shows he has to watch and the food he likes to eat, and then go from there. I feel like that'll be a much better
indicator. That's actually such truth. So Garcelle, they start making jokes about, like, how big does he have to be? And she's like, well, there is such a thing as too big of a diamond.
And we should also mention this woman's name is Demona. Whoa, Demona, okay? Demona, it's like the D version of me, okay? It's basically just like a scene of matchmaking, and it ultimately ends with Garcelle getting choked up, talking about how, like, you know, she doesn't want to, she has a hard time giving herself over to people who want to have her back because it feels like she's giving up her power, and she doesn't ever want to mute herself because her mom brought her to this country to, like, get all these opportunities, and she doesn't ever want to, like, feel like she's not living up to that. So it was nice.
So now we get to find out what happened to Mikey. Mikey's still there, okay? Mikey is still with Erica. Mikey. So I'm not sure if he was, like, paid on a subscription basis and the credit card just hasn't tried to charge this month. I'm not really sure, but Mikey's there with Laya.
He's there. He's like, hey, babe. They're at Erica's house, and he's like, have tools, we'll travel.
Special delivery, bitch!
So it just goes to show that doesn't matter if you're super rich or just pretty rich,
You'll always have a gay to do things for you.
Yes. This is a boss around the gay scene. So he comes in and she's like, oh, it looks good. I need it. It looks good. It's going to be incredible. And he's like, well,
the best thing to do is walk through and then do not, you know, dimple to odds and ends later, patch.
And all he does is basically kiss her ass as usual. He goes, oh my God, it's so perfect. And she goes, well, yeah, once a rug comes in, it's going to be great. It's going to be gorgeous. Gorgeous once a rug comes in. Gorgeous.
So this is where she tells us that
after finding a place to go, I dropped Tom at work and I moved out. I was out today. It was so frightening.
So terrifying to think that Tom Girardi might have shuffled over to you with a briefcase and may have swatted it at your mirror. Terrifying.
Gosh, so Mike is like, oh my God, I love this bathroom, bitch. She's like, oh yeah, I rented it because of the Monique wallpaper. Oh my.
Wallpaper, bitch.
Wait, and then Rin's like, I want to join in. Wallpaper, bitch. Let's do it together, Mikey.
Wallpaper, bitch.
So, of course, Erica's trying to find the best places to put her pictures of herself, the paintings yes. that she's had commissioned of herself. And Mike, so then we find out that they're there. The assistants are there because they have to figure out how to deal with all of Erica's clothes. So out of a 3-bedroom, she has 2 bedrooms that are clothes. And she's like, how are we going to fit this all in here? He's like, let's put it across the hall for shoes and accessories, Matt. She's like, bedroom. Oh my God, great idea, gay person. We're doing it.
I mean, it is hilarious, especially when you look at someone like Gina on OC, who basically had to downsize into like a very, you know, actually still a nice condo, but still was modest considering that there was like 6 children in there too. And then you see Erica being like, I had to give it all up so I could live in a really nice house where I could have 1 room dedicated to shoes and 1 room dedicated to clothing.
And then we get clips of her, you know, marriage where she's like, hey, look, Tom, we need to change that tree. I think it's dead. He's like, all right, change the fucking tree. What the fuck do I care? And then she gives Tom a kiss goodbye in the morning. And then another clip of him going, I'm really, really proud of you for everything you've done. I was like, what a monster. Get him. String him up. Put him on the wall. It was fun. Sorry, I'm still watching my Handmaid's Tale. Put him on the wall.
Oh. I don't get the reference.
You will in a couple of years when you watch Handmaid's Tale, and then you're like, oh my God, everybody, I've been watching Handmaid's Tale. It's like what I'm doing. I'm watching it so late, and it sucks because you can't go online and be like, oh my God, what about what she just did on Handmaid's Tale? Because it's already over. You have to stay current. End spoilers. Okay?
So then Erica tells a story. She says, I remember joining Tom and about 5 other guys for dinner. And I said, sorry, I'm a little late. And one of them said, well, if you were married to a better man, traffic would be no problem. And then Tom looked at him and said, if you think you can afford her, you can have her. And it flew right out of his mouth, almost as if I had a song that said, it's expensive to be me. I could not believe it.
Almost as if I was spending $40,000 of his money a month on glam squads. It's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Is this? No, she made it sound like this was. Yeah, but my dad has said that about my mom. I guarantee it multiple times. Like, she's expensive. I don't know. It seems like an old guy thing to say. But I don't know.
It does.
I'm obviously not Team Erica at this point, everybody. Don't know if you've noticed, but.
It's fine.
So she's like, but I didn't tell anybody anything that he hurt my feelings because he supported me when I was nothing. And then I believe all of this section where she's like, you know, you want to please somebody who's provided for you. And so she should just shut up to an extent, you know? And she's like, and it's great to wear this jacket and live in this house and have a Lambo, but, you know, there's a human cost to all of this, and it's getting to, you know, him making comments about me being expensive or whatever. And I get that, because I think that that would be the trade-off. You know, you marry some old rich dude, and then, you know, he treats you like your property.
Well, it sounds like a terrible dynamic where it's not a dynamic of you're not in a marriage. Ideally, I believe with our modern standards, we, you know, like, it should be 2 people on equal footing in, you know, or in a relationship. One should not have to be afraid to voice their things. It sounded like it was very much it was like a father-daughter relationship where, like, what he said, what, like, goes, and she was the daughter and had to do what the dad said, which is really, I don't It's not what I would look for in a marriage. It's not what I'm into. You know?
Yeah.
And it sucks. It sucks for her.
So her dog's already peed on the sofa. So this is definitely a Bravo dog, because no dog on this channel knows how to piss outside. Okay? There's not one who's been trained. So Erica just sighs for us, because they're like, it's going to be okay, Erica. And she's like,
yes.
She tries to do her big feeling sigh thing. Yeah. So then Sutton goes for a mammogram for the first time ever.
And it's also the first time ever that Bravo has done like the wacky fun mammogram angle.
Especially on this show. Isn't it crazy?
It just starts off with like Sutton. It was like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And she's like, ow, my boob. And she's like, Kyle Richards. And he goes, 3 weeks, 3 weeks earlier, Sutton goes, I've never had a mammogram. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Like, great bedside manner, Kyle. That's really going to get her into the doctor's office. So it's all this kind of like fast montage of Sutton getting her first mammogram, which is kind of a big deal. But they treat it so like, look at this wacky mammogram time.
I think they did it that way because they've already done the mammogram thing with Rinna. So they were like, okay, we've done this before, so let's spice it up this time. It's like adding a laugh track to it, you know?
Salsa music.
it's like, don't smash my boob.
So Kyle dragged her to the doctor to get the mammogram, which is actually quite a good thing that she did that. And my favorite part of all this is that after her mammogram's done, you know, she changes back into her clothing, and then she has to like leave the doctor area, go back to the waiting room, and Sutton just walks out the door and goes, "Where am I going? Which is like such a rich lady thing to do, to be like, you walk into a waiting room where there's like really only one option, which is either sit down or continue out the next door. And she's like, where do I go in this maze? In this maze of
can
people
I
rooms.
Get some service in here, please?
I'd like to speak to the manager of this waiting room, please.
So this is now their scene. So they sit down and Kyle's like, you know, paperwork from the doctor, whatever, you're fine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now Crystal. Now, how did you leave things with Crystal? I'm asking because she brought you bringing her up her jacket. She brought that up to Dorit, and Dorit said that she felt violated. And Sutton's like, oh my God.
Sutton does this weird baby voice thing where she goes, she does like this range of emotions on her face. She goes, okay.
And she's like, okay, look, I'm sorry that she felt violated by me knocking on her door and bringing her coat to her. Okay, I was expecting a Nobel Peace Prize, but instead I'm being called a violator. But okay, you know what? She said she's violated, then fine. But it was truly innocent, Kyle.
Yeah, and we see the clip again. I mean, I do think that my instinct would be that if I walked in, someone was naked, I would just quickly back out. And she sort of like went in, dropped off, and left out. But she was still quick, whatever. But,
well, this was explained, actually. Crystal was on Watch What Happens Live, which I've already mentioned I watched. I'm, like, so proud of myself. It's like, it feels like I should get extra credit whenever I watch. You know, I'm like, I did it, guys. Extra Bravo creds. But Crystal was on there, and she was asked about this. And basically, a couple weeks ago when we talked about it, I was like, I don't want to make fun of this because it seems like there's some kind of trauma or whatever. And so, basically, Crystal explained that she was... You know, when you have an eating disorder and you're feeling you have body dysmorphia, you know, and you're going through that, someone seeing you naked is a really big deal. And she overreacted to it, and she kind of freaked out and overreacted to the whole thing. And now she talks to Sutton all the time, and they're friends, and she apologizes for, I mean, Crystal was actually pretty fucking cool on Watch What Happens. Yeah, she was like, cool. Yeah, you know, it's all good. So that was the thing. But of course, this is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So this won't resolve for like 19 episodes. Okay. Yeah, it'll still be going off 4 seasons from now.
And then Andy will tear them apart, make sure they tear each other apart and ruin that. Whatever progress they've made, he's going to make sure it all gets destroyed by the reunion.
Yeah.
So then, Sutton's like, well, you know what? She said she wasn't going to bring it up to the other girls. And then we see this, like, montage of Crystal telling literally everyone. And she's like, oh, well, did I tell you about what happened with Sutton? Yeah, Sutton basically came to my room and it was, like, weird and creepy. And she's, like, going through, like, she's, like, talking to Carlton Gebbia. She's like, hey, Carlton, what's going on? Did I tell you about Sutton? Oh, it was crazy.
I know. She's just, like, walking by a bush and Daniel Wilkie pops up like, hi. Anything to say about that? Anything to say about that girl bringing the jacket to your room?
$25,000? Well, at least you've got something on. I'll tell you, I was buck naked when Sutton walked into my room, stranger.
So then we go to Erica and Rinna, who have the most awkward scene of all time at the Sofitel. It's like, yeah. What the hell? What is this scene? It was so creepy. Now, this is creepy and weird, okay, to take some crystal terms. This was creepy and weird because Erica's doing that thing where her eyes are like this. And she's like looking around like, hello. Like somebody has just cut her off on a bike in Amsterdam. And then Rinna doesn't she doesn't know what to say. And now Erica has found a new thing where she's finally gotten away from an old man. So now she's just going to order a hot toddy wherever she goes to prove her independence.
Hot toddies are her whole thing. She's like, because they walk in and Erica's like, I think I'm going to have a hot toddy. And Rinna goes, I was going to have one too. Can you make that? He can do that. You can make a hot toddy.
That's great. Hot toddy.
Can we get a plate of lettuce? Hot toddy and lettuce.
So then Rinna starts talking about Rinna Beauty, which goes live on Sunday. And she's like, this is a first for me. Direct to consumer. So it's really on my shoulders to get the message out. So she's really excited about that.
By the way, has Rinna ever ordered a drink on her own? Like, I feel like every scene is a waiter coming up and saying, what would you guys like? She's and then the other person saying, I would like a glass of dirt with some moss on it. Me too.
Me too.
Two of those, please.
Yeah, and you know that there's just a tic-tac in her mouth the whole time anyway. She's like, I don't give a fuck. You can bring me a pitcher of gasoline, sir. I do not care. Okay.
So
Erica's like, well, this is the kind of drink you have before you know it, you're like, Lisa, let me tell you what's really going on.
And Lisa's like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm not going to ask you that. She's like, oh, really? Because I haven't felt this vulnerable. I've not ever felt this vulnerable in my life. Hot toddies. I love hot toddies.
You're so hot. Who is Todd and why is he so hot? So, actually, what I liked is that when Erica said, she says, I've not felt this vulnerable in forever. And Rinna goes,
I know.
Her way of being like,
she goes, oh,
you're lying to me right now. I know you are, but I'll play along.
Yeah, because Rinna's got really big eyes this whole time, too. And it's almost like Rinna's trying not to talk about it because Erica keeps trying to talk about it. And Rinna's like, yeah, love hot toddies. Oh, yeah. Lipstick. Love lipstick. And Erica is like, well, you know, Rinna, I really tried to talk and I attempted to talk, but he left me no room. And that's the only way I could say it. Stop asking me questions, please,
so
Rinna.
Vulnerable here at the side of where PK saw my vagina almost.
So then Rinna's like, yeah, Tom was definitely the boss. Ah. And that's where we see the flashback of Tom saying to Vanderpump, excuse me, pardon me, I think I'm talking right now. I'm running the operation, baby. And then that's when he goes, pardon me, Erica, when she says, no shit. So then Erica says that she floated the idea of a trial separation from Tom, but knew it wasn't going to work. And so she goes, I didn't even leave a note. I just served. And Rick goes, wow. And she tells the story of how I drove him to work. I gave him his lunchbox. I gave him a pat on the head and set his little propeller spinning on his hat. And I said, I love you. And you go into that office. And he said, thanks, hun. Like I was an employee.
Thanks, hun. He said, could you imagine? I'm like Jennifer Lopez in Enough. That moment. Where she was told, thanks, hon, and she became a kickboxing superstar. Are you with me, Lisa Rinna?
And Rinna's like, ha, ha, lipstick. Hey, do you think Tiago would wear some lip gloss?
You think so? What if you called this a hot Tiago instead of a hot toddy? So Erica's like, then I went home and I put everything in the moving van. The sofa and the two chairs were the only things I stole. So it was a very small moving van. And I drove off into the sunset to start a new life in this crazy, dusty town called Hancock Park.
Okay, so then we go to Crystal's house and she's having a dumpling party. Time for dumpling party, everybody. So she's got her cousins over. They're helping her make dumplings and talking dumplings. About how they grew up making dumplings in Alhambra, and she's made all these like little plates that are specialized for each of the ladies with their names on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we get the clips of all the ladies getting ready to come over, you know, the getting ready scenes.
Yeah, and apparently when Crystal, apparently what's funny to me about this is that Crystal floated this idea a few days ago, and ever since then, Dorita's been up her ass. Dorita's like obsessed with this idea, and apparently Dorit texted her a bunch of dumpling emojis, and that's like, I love the idea of just getting a text from Dorit Kemsley that's just like a wall of dumplings, like, dumpling time, dumpling time, dumpling time!
Do you know a restaurant I can do a dumpling lemon room? I'll be right there!
Oh, I could take over a room at P.F. Chang's and call it P.K. Chang's.
P.K. Chang's. So Rinna and Erica come over, and Rinna's like, whoa, pretty house. Really lovely. Definitely nice. Hope the store opens. I'm out of compliments. Love the lawn. Is that brick? Is that a statue? Love it. Pretty. Listen.
That was almost Daft Punk.
Taller, stronger, little.
Whatever that song was. I forget the lyrics. It would have been better if I knew the actual words they used.
Rinna and Erica are so awkward together. It's so weird. Like, they're just driving. Erica's just nodding. And Rinna's like, wow, yeah. Nice house. It's great. So they get there, and Erica sees Rob, you know, because Rob there. He's like, hey, can I take your coats? She's like, oh, you look nice. Put 20 years on you. I'll be on your nutsack like flies on shit, buddy.
Rob, who had to go rushing out because Crystal forgot to make the dough or to get the wrappers. So he had to rush out to get dumpling wrappers. And I was like, are you kidding? You know all these women are going to take the inside of those dumplings out and leave all the carbs on the plate. You don't have to worry about that.
Hey, I've come with a question. It's a very difficult question. I hope you ladies can take it. Can you make a hot toddy?
The waitress is like, yes, I can. It's like, wow, you can? She can make a hot toddy too.
I want a hot toddy. I want a hot toddy.
So she's like, I would like to tell a story of that little present you gave me.
I used it. The oil. I am lit right. Look at me, Erica. Look, Jean, having fun, letting loose at a party. Because I've prepared for this.
Yeah, she's very like,
look at me, I'm fun, Erica Jane. I put some oil on my clit and my vajayjay. It's got THC and it's from Kyle. On my clit and my vajayjay, love being with my girlfriends.
And everyone's like, oh, and Crystal's like, Sutton, Crystal's like, Dorit, could you please stop texting me dumpling? They're almost ready, Dorit. Dumplings are almost ready.
How about my dumplings?
Crystal pulls Sutton aside, or Sutton pulls Crystal aside. One of them, oh no, Crystal pulls her aside. And she's like, listen,
get it right, Ronnie.
I know. She's like, I just wanted to pull you aside because I heard that people are still talking about us. I mean, I'm sure it's annoying you. And she's like, yeah, well, I was going to bring that up because here's the thing. I think it's dangerous when we talk behind each other's backs about things. She's like, yeah, I agreed. And I promised you, and you promised me not to talk about it. She goes, but you didn't keep your promise. Okay. Now, I'm wearing what looks like a giant bow on my breast. It is actually a shield. Okay. It's a very, very, you cannot hurt me today, ma'am. Like, I think Sutton's ready to have like a big fight, but Crystal's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. And Crystal's like, look, I wasn't talking about it, just that people kept asking me about it. Like, I went to Starbucks and they were like, a coffee is ready for the girl who was victimized by Sutton. Who is that? And she says, well, that was, and that's why I had to say that was me because I was in the room and then she walked in. I mean, I had to tell the barista. I couldn't lie to her.
I have an egg and jalapeno frap ready for butt naked. Then I dropped to the ground like it was creepy. You hear? You hear?
What a disgusting fictional drink you just made. An egg and jalapeno frap.
That's her favorite breakfast. I watched her make it on Instagram that video. This week. I was like, why am I still sitting here? It was forever. She's like, look at me. So you chop up a jalapeno, still chopping this jalapeno. I watched the whole thing. I was there for like 30 minutes.
I watched the whole thing too. And basically, she took a piece of toast and then she took a giant jalapeno and cut it up and then fried it. And then she took avocado, but she didn't like mash it. She just put like big chunks of avocado on the toast. And then she fried up this jalapeno and it was a huge fried jalapeno, and she just sort of like dumps it on top of the avocado. So it's just sort of like this collection of things on toast. And then she takes an egg, and then she just like, it's like a this big broken fried egg that she puts on top. It's this like giant messy avocado thing that looks delicious, but it is so messy. She goes, and that's how you make it. Like, this is crazy.
So said, yeah, she's like, listen, like chef. She's like, I don't need to talk about it, but people keep asking me. And she's like, I do not want to fight. She goes, I agree. So then meanwhile, I gotta pee. So Erica goes into pee, and Kyle makes a joke about her tweeter escaping, and then we see clips of Vanderpump like, Kyle, can I borrow some underwear? Erica, may I borrow some underwear? She's like, I ain't wearing any, bitch.
Yeah. So then
the great vagina fight of 2018, yeah, or whenever that was. I'll never forget, yeah, guys.
Never forget Pantygate. So Sutton and Crystal come back to the group, and they want to sort of address everything. So Sutton's like, Crystal and I have something to share with the group. I mean, it's sort of redundant since she apparently has shared with all of you multiple times, but we'll share it again. So in Tahoe, I went to go to Crystal's I went to go bring Crystal's coat back to her, as any very good friend would do, and I did it thanklessly because I did not actually receive a thank you for that ever to this day, but I did it anyway because that's who I am, because I'm going to put some jam on this stale toast right now, and it's something that we talked about privately, and we were going to keep it private, but I guess it just got out somehow. I don't know how, but it did.
And it's over now. Take it from it's here. Over now. Yeah, it's over now. So that, you know, we talked and it's over, but it's not, yeah, over if you have to keep talking about it. I'm not talking about it. Well, it's kind of defamatory to say that I violated you. She's like, oh my God.
And like Kyle's smiling. Kyle's like looking back and forth, smiling, just loving this chaos unravel. And
Dorit's like, but she was uncomfortable. And Crystal's like, really? It's over, you guys. It's over. Well, great. So while we're on this topic, now, we did struggle in Tahoe, but I'm not crazy, and I'm not manic, and we had a really nice conversation about my father and his suicide, and then you used the word manic, and I don't have those issues, okay? And that was not very nice.
Yeah. And Garcelle's like, well, basically, Sutton's harmless. I mean, you know, she basically says manic and crazy are strong words, and Sutton goes, I had two bad days in the middle of 30 more bad days, and I just think that I don't deserve that. And Crystal goes, I'm going to believe you. She's like,
and she goes, look, and Sutton's like, well, she is a mean girl. I see these things. I believe you. Who says that? And Crystal says, I'm not going to bring it up. She goes, well, I believe you. So, you know what? I'm a picture of great mental health. I was like, please start rolling, yes, your face right now. Please start. We, yeah, need you to start rolling your face right now.
Please do that again. Please start crying with fear that Joey Maloof may be in the next room. Please do that. Yeah.
So Crystal's like, can we just move forward? It's my dumpling night. Dumplings! Bloom, 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 bloom. I got it, Dorit. The dumplings.
Dorit, you're using up my data plan with your dumpling emojis. Please stop.
Yeah, Dorit's just trying to bite her phone. The emojis are delicious.
So now the women go inside and they meet Crystal's cousins, and then we get a dumpling tutorial, and I like basically lose my mind because like one of my favorite things in the entire world are dumplings, and I just was like, I just wanted to like eat my television at that point because they looked so good.
Also, this is not learning how to make dumplings. They're store-bought wrappers, and you had people pre-make your fillings. Like, what the hell are you doing? You just have to close them and fry them? That's not fair.
True, but there is an art. There is an art to closing them. You know, you have to know how much to put in. You know how to have to crimp them, because I randomly, back in February, in quarantine, I decided to make myself some dumplings. And I literally made like 50 dumplings. And you'd think it'd be like, it's just put the thing in there and just squeeze it tight. But like, you put like 1 millimeter too much. You put just 1 millimeter more of filling than you should. And it's like a disaster. It just is like, it's a horrific, horrific disaster.
There's, well, not today, because they're learning. So Rinna, of course, is very, wow, hey, friends, dumplings. Like, way too excited.
I'm out of dumpling.
Erica's like, oh, dumplings, I love dumplings. Fun loving Erica.
Vulnerable and free Erica is now willing to admit that she loves dumplings. And Dorita's like, I can't wait to do this for PK. Of course, the filling's going to be Cheetos. But still, I can't wait to make it for him.
So Garcelle's like, Erica, I know you're not ready, but you should really meet my dating coach. You like Rinna, and she's exactly like her, okay? And Erica's like,
nah, I'm probably just going to have a lot of anonymous sex.
I thought with Army Hammer, because that's the rumor.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's the rumor, because she's like living around Army or whatever. Ooh, yeah, I got to know more about this. I heard it from Sashama Dia, the best housewife of all time.
Wow.
Army Hammer Erica Jane. Let's see what it says, Ben. Let's see what it says. This isn't already an hour and a half. Let's see what it says. Living next to him. Why Erica? So I guess they're neighbors. So let's see. Why Erica Jane has recently been linked to Army Hammer. I wonder where
they live.
Okay. I really want to know where they live. I want to know where they are.
I think it's West Hollywood.
No, it's like, Hancock Park. It's Hancock Park.
Let's see. Well, I need to see more. They're like, here's what happened to her house, and here's what's happening with Tom, and here's
like
what...
a Redfin listing and all that stuff.
So Erica is seen in a post. Erica is seen posing in lingerie outside of her former Pasadena mansion. The post was captioned,
"My new neighbor just moved in recently and slid into my DMs. She said she can hear what happens on my side of the fence, and she wants in. This is my new neighbor."
And I'll tell you what happens on my side of the fence, okay?
this is from a private account. I'm sorry, Ben, to interrupt you. Okay, happens on... This is from Dumois, of course. And the private account is sharing something, and it says that Erica is the new neighbor, and she can hear everything.
Ooh. Oh, I'll tell you what goes on my side of the fence.
Never gets old.
Voice lessons.
So
now they look. Dessert.
Yeah, Kyle talks about how it's such a lighter Erica now, and Sutton's like, "Well, as somebody who's been divorced, I understand what moving on is like. You know, I have issues with trust now."
Oh, but we all do, honey. We all have issues with trust. We all do.
Sutton's like, "Well, even if you make fun of me about it," she goes,
"Well, we do make fun of you because it's all sport, all right. But anybody outside of this group of my fun, amazing girlfriends better watch out. I'll tell you that much." Fun loving.
Erica is the picture of someone who just loves to joke about the other girls and receive jokes in return about herself from the girls. Oh man, yeah. Just the height of humor. That is Erica Jane to a T. That's what she always has been. I also, by the way, I just want to point out that what was funny is that the women, there was like this whole dessert spread, and for the second time this episode, there was a giant dessert spread. And again, no one ate any of it. In fact, with the first dessert spread at Sutton's house, I don't know if you noticed this, we forgot to mention it. But after they were like, oh my God, the opera cake. Then they all went inside and they did it. The production had a close up of like multiple plates of cake that were uneaten, just sitting there on the table. I was like, that's so perfect. That sums up this show entirely and Beverly Hills.
So it ends with Erica saying, I love these women so much, and I know each one of them's going to support me,
but I have so many challenges, and there's so much that these women don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like who your friends are? We still haven't seen that over 6 years. Who are your friends?
We saw them, Mikey and Leia. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Count. You're right.
that brings us to the end of some Beverly Hills.
It's good this season. I'm so happy that Beverly Hills is good again.
I'm just waiting for Erica Jane to pretend she's pregnant. That's her next storyline, to get sympathy, just like Roxy Hart in Chicago. I'm just looking for her to follow that exact storyline.
Yeah, she's definitely going to do something crazy. But I don't know. I'm intrigued to see how this all plays out. Anyway, thank you all for listening and watching. We are back tomorrow with Top Chef. It's gonna be the penultimate episode of the season. Very exciting stuff. So that is gonna be on the main episode. Mayor of Easttown is on the Boney. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will talk to you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.